Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
This is a great way to kick off the new year. Eha Busalu with Viking Beauty Secrets. And I'm really interested to hear what she has to say. I did go to Iceland and I did use some of the minerals there, and I see some of her stuff comes from Northern Europe. So welcome, Eha. Please tell us what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Viking Beauty Secrets is a Nordic skincare brand which uses the Nordic super antioxidant and vitamin-rich berries such as sea buckthorn, cloud berries, and rowan berries, namely, as main ingredients. Now, these ingredients have been used for wellness and skincare for centuries, hence the name Viking Beauty Secrets. And our scrub that you mentioned, Iceland, it's true, it actually uses Icelandic volcanic sand as the main ingredient, together with a raspberry seed oil to nourish, and rowan berries, which is actually also anti-inflammatory.
That's really great. So what properties do the berries give the makeup?
In reality, these berries are used widely in northern lands also for internally, which they're amazing. Like I mentioned, rowan berries have anti-inflammatory properties. For example, sea buckthorn is the only plant in the world that has all omegas, omega 3, 6, 7, 9. And old time Vikings were actually using the dried sea buckthorn on their trips, and then they would eat them to nourish. But these berries, like pretty much anything, when we put it on our skin, we absorb some of these properties. And when we put something on our skin, we do absorb about 30% of it internally. Cloud berries from Finland, this one super berry in a summer month, it soaks in so many vitamins. And like, for example, when you harvest at the end of the summer, that little cloud berry has 16 times more vitamin C than oranges, for example. And those vitamins and antioxidants in those berries, they help to protect the barrier of our skin from the environmental and free radical damage. I mean, a lot of the problems we have, and I look at it together internally and, you know, skincare, is that there is so much harmful chemicals in America, in a food and in a skincare. And in reality, it's toxic to us. Maybe tiny bit here, tiny bit there, but then 10 years of that tiny bit adds up. And then you take 20 years and a lot of people have a lot of problems. And I grew up in Northern Europe where, you know, organic and natural, that was just normal. We didn't think about, oh, you have to be, you know, using organic products, because everything was kind of organic. Even now, European Union has banned about 1,300 harmful chemicals from skincare, just from regular skincare, not even organic. Compared to America, guess how many harmful chemicals has America banned?
Probably not 1,300.
30.
Yeah.
Wow. It's still a long way to go. And I personally started, you know, modeling, and then I started traveling a lot, and I ended up in New York City, and I didn't know that my body wasn't used to these harmful chemicals and these preservatives and things. So I started having health problems, and I started having skin problems, which is really bad if you're a model. And I also worked as a stand-in and a double for famous actresses such as Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron. So it really became a problem for me. And I started learning about what happened, right? And I was told also by my friends that, oh, no, you have to go to the health food store and buy those organic things and natural things. So I started really researching what are the ingredients that work for me. And for years, I brought products from my country literally in my suitcase when I came back. And after a while, I was like, well, you know, in this country, which is the land of opportunity, I was like, well, what if I could actually make a skincare brand using these great ingredients that work for me and my girlfriends want, and actually make a business out of it?
Yeah, I want to ask Kenya if she has a question.
Well, actually, I'm glad that you mentioned where you're from. So you're from Estonia. Yes. Originally, right? Yes. You said you had come to New York City, and that's when you started experiencing issues with your skin, which prompted your creativity for this line. There's a million different skincare options on the market. I guess, what would you say, besides the ingredients and all these other things you're doing from like a competitive marketing standpoint to set yourself apart from everything that's kind of being pushed onto us in the marketplace?
You're right. There is a million different options. And unfortunately, the consumer is really confused. And these days, you know, it used to be like, oh, well, organic is probably so expensive. It's really not. I mean, my products are very competitive. They're like $40 range, right? But I think consumers don't know, for example, that when you have certified organic, we have to put the expiration date right on the box, on the box, and on the bottle or on the tube. It is written everywhere. So even if you throw out the box, you know when it expires. When you buy regular products, you don't have expiration date. You don't know if it expired 5 years ago because it's not written there.
Right. So are you exploiting that in your marketing? I think that's what Kenya's asking. Like, how are you getting that message out?
Well, here I'm talking to you, right? That's one way. Well, I think that there is a lot of interest from the consumer, and especially the millennials. They really do look for the ingredients. They do care about what's harvested or how it was. I think their natural and organic product segment in consumer goods is actually growing tremendously, both in cosmetics and in food service. And I think that people realize a lot of diseases in America, they're actually not really happening in some other countries. I hate to tell you, but honestly, in Estonia, I just don't happen to know a single person who has died or even had a colon cancer. Because if you think about those toxins and preservatives, they settle in our bodies.
They do. Adam, did you have a comment or question?
The first thing that came to mind is there a men's line? I want some of this.
Yes, I wanted to do a men's line and a Viking man. It sounds so good, right?
It does.
And then I was, okay, slap it on. But in reality, we are unisex in a sense that like the scrub, actually as many men buy it as women, because especially men with beards or when they have rough skin, it doesn't dry, it soothes, yeah, and it's invigorating, is men friendly. And we also do market it as such as perfect present, perfect pair for Valentine's Day or whatever.
So where are you selling your products? Do you have them in stores or anything?
I have them in few smaller stores in America. Of course, we sell in Amazon.
Can they buy from your website?
Absolutely. Yes. Code Viking Beauty for 20% off.
Okay. So is that your website, vikingbeauty.com?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show.
And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit Show, and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X, at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit Show Listener Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.